this week's Torah reading, which is called Shemini, means the eighth, the Torah brings a list of animals Jews should not eat. And it divides them into animals from land, animals from air, animals from water. Now, the word Torah, as I mentioned many times, comes from the word Hoyra. Hoyra means teaching. We have to see what's the teaching, what can we learn from this list of animals. On one hand, you can say, look, it's a list of animals you should not eat, and therefore just don't eat them. And if you ask why, because God wants, so that's it. We could finish over here. However, we always try to dig deeper into the Torah itself, into God's wisdom, because that's what Torah is actually, teachings from God's wisdom, to understand, can we also learn something more? Not just what we have to do in a practical sense, like don't eat this animal and go with that animal, whatever. Is there anything else? One of the things we could learn from this idea is the following. One of the signals of the animals from land we cannot eat is that they have split hooves. Split hooves means that they have like some kind of foot which is divided into. On one hand, that shows you, hey, wait, you are actually on the land, but you have to know that you're one step above Earth. Don't put yourself into earthly matters completely and dig yourself into earthly matters. No. You should stand one step above, 1 foot above, 1 hoof, so to speak, above Earth. That means, in a much simpler way, one of the differences between one of them, there are many differences between men and animals, is that animals look downwards. And man has the capacity to rise up the head and look above. That means, in its symbolizing speaking, that means looking to God, searching for spirituality, not just remaining in the earthly way, just like an animal. So that's one idea that the split hoof teaches. But there are many animals that have this hoof, and it's not split. So why is the Torah saying it should have to be kosher in order to be apt to be consumed by Jews, has to be split hoof? What's the idea of the split hoof? Even though we are one step above Earth, however, there has to be like a split in the hoof. You have to know that you have to change earthly matters. That means, don't get away from Earth and go to a mountain and live over there and don't talk to anybody for years and just be by yourself. No. This is not what Judaism teaches. Judaism teaches, on the contrary, complete contrary, the opposite side. You have to go and change the world. You have to go and reveal God's presence in the world. So in order to be able to do that, you have to be one step above the earth, in order so the earth should not corrupt you. However, it has to be a split hoof. There has to be a connection between you, your mission in life, which is to reveal God's presence in the earth, and the earth itself. So not all the animals are kosher, actually, just the ones that have the split hoof, at least when talking about earth animals, because we have to change Earth. But the way to do it is to be one step above Earth.